Welcome to the Living Above Average Ministries podcast. This is a podcast all about living above average, informed choices, and growth. Our goal is to equip, encourage, and empower you to build a better life so that you can live a life above average. Now our host, Angie Sartain.
So excited to be here today. I am joined with Stephanie Schell, and we are going to be discussing part two of the E3 process, encourage. Webster's Dictionary defines encourage as to inspire with courage, spirit, or hope, to spur on, to give help, or foster. Us at Living Above Average Ministries is dedicated to encouraging others to live life above average. And we do this with evidence-based research through the teaching and equipping of God's Word and platforms such as our podcast, our YouTube channel, our website, workshops, and my favorite annual summits. God has provided various avenues for encouragement. So I'm going to ask you, Stephanie, if you don't mind, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. What have you found to be helpful for you when you need to be encouraged?
This has been something that I've really struggled with during my walk with Christ. At the very beginning, I struggled with being encouraged by not just flesh, by my, like, turning to a friend is a good thing. Don't get me wrong. You need an accountability group, and that is so important. But always getting validated through friends is what I would do. And now, as I've grown deeper with God, is the two things are diving into God's Word and prayer. Those two are my first go-tos most of the time. Sometimes I do not go to God first, but we should all be going to God first. There's nothing more powerful than prayer. Sometimes I can't just pray sitting in my prayer closet. I need music. I need to be moving. And so I just start cleaning. I got to be getting some of that energy out, and I'll start cleaning with music on, and I'll pray out loud. Yes, with my voice. I'm not praying in my head. I'm just praying out loud. And that is just so empowering to just get the word through music and all of that. And then the last thing is I enjoy reading nonfiction books. I love diving into books. Some of my favorite authors are Lisa Turkus. The Best Yes, that's a book that has just changed my world and helped me be encouraged. And Uninvited is another one by her that's helped me be encouraged a lot as well. And Joyce Meyer is always, she's my girl. I would love to meet her in person. She just encourages me every time I hear her voice. And so just knowing what encourages you and who encourages you, as long as God is the base, as long as his foundational word is the base of what you're being encouraged by, you can get through anything.
I totally agree with that. Thank you for sharing all of those. That's amazing. I too find myself being encouraged when I'm down and I'm kind of sad or having a bad day. My encouragement comes from putting on praise songs and singing. Of course, nobody wants to hear me sing because my voice is the one that the Bible talks about, you know, where you just make a joyful noise. That's my voice.
At least it's joyful.
That's true. Well, according to God, anyways, it's joyful,
amen.
Right?
Amen.
But I love doing that. And that just really ministers to my spirit and to my soul. And also knowing what God has to say in his word, I think, is also encouraging. But I think we need to take it a step further than that. It's more than just knowing, it's actually applying it in our lives. I believe that God has given us this wonderful gift called his word. And in his word, it provides encouraging scripture verses. You'll find inspiration for each day. I find comfort and strength, encouragement to cope with life challenges, especially during seasons of uncertainty. Kind of like what we're living today. So my friend, if you're listening to this today, you were created for a purpose. I want you to know that there is a perfect plan for your life. Never forget God created you for a specific assignment. He loves you. He planned you. He scheduled your birth. He is forever linked to you. In fact, God loves you so much that he sent Jesus to help you. Jesus wants to help you fulfill all the dreams God created you to accomplish on this earth. All you have to do is ask him. Someone told me this statement a long time ago that your purpose is not your decision, but your discovery. I thought that was so cool because life is nothing but a journey. And we're on this journey to discover who we are in Christ. and on this journey of what he has purposed and planned for us. Stephanie, what do you find as a scripture verse that helps you feel like a really good and encouragement for you, you know, or like a verse that you really cling to when you need encouragement?
I have three that I cling to often, but real quick, I want to comment on your purpose is not your decision by your, but your discovery. That is the first time I've heard it right now is when Angie has just shared that. And that just hit me really hard. And, just a little bit about myself is that, in college, my goal was to just fit in. And, it wasn't till the last part of my college, my senior year and on to the first year of my career in teaching that I was learning what my true purpose was. And it is truly a discovery because you're not going to find your purpose without God. You need God to help you find that purpose and discovery. And it's such an empowering and important way to choose life. So that really hit me hard. I mean, I'm struggling even to put it into words. That's really good.
Well, I think our purpose, a lot of times people, they struggle to know their purpose. They struggle. They think that their purpose has to be this great, big thing. When God desires for us, first of all, to be like him, to share his word, his love, his compassion, his kindness to others. And then sometimes God will just have us be in specific places. For example, I am an ordained minister with the Assemblies of God. However, my specific purpose right now is to be this licensed clinical marriage and family therapist. And I feel as though God has put me in this place for such a time as this. And I've been able to minister to a lot of clients. Some have purposely and or intentionally asked for faith-based counseling, and others have not. But I've been able to still share my faith with those that are interested. And so one of my purposes is to be this hand of God extended in that arena. So you may be a nurse or a doctor, or it could even be a stay-at-home mom. That could be your purpose for now. It doesn't always have to be something in our minds grandiose or in the limelight.
Absolutely. I find that really important too. And it's so encouraging to me that knowing my purpose, whether I feel it's big or small, that whether my flesh puts size to it or whether people notice that I'm working so hard or not, you know, God notices and God sees how hard we are working and how well we're fulfilling our purpose for him and allowing his will be done. And it's just encouraging to know that God has got our back and God believes in us and God made each and every one of us specifically for what we are doing now. And so it's all about our choices. However, it's encouraging that no matter what choice you make, you can always start again. And God is good like that. And sorry, Angie, that sentence really kind of got on to me and kind of was like a little bit of a gut punch, but I was like, whoa, we need to talk about that. So, but back to your question about what some scriptures that are good encouragement. And I have been leading a group called Women of Valor, written by Jane Hickey, who is an Assemblies of God ordained minister as well out of Great Bend, Kansas. She has awakened me and my love for ministering to women and discipling others. And in this study, in this program that we do, she uses the example of having a deck of cards and always having that deck of cards as a symbol in the back of your head. And each card has a Bible verse on it. And just having those Bible verses memorized and ready to pull out in a battle or in a spiritual battle for when you need encouragement to keep going during those hard times is so important. And so the three verses that I really tend to think through is first, Proverbs 3:5-6 is just my life verse. This verse is on my wall in my bedroom. It's just everywhere and it's amazing. So trust in the Lord with all your heart and lead not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight. That is amazing. God is with us. And if we put all of our heart and lean on to him and our understanding sometimes consumes us. And I'm fully guilty of that. My thought life can totally consume me, but we have got to submit to God and allow him to fulfill our understanding and fulfill our thought life. other verse that I have is Isaiah 43:2. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and the rivers will not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched, and the flame will not burn you. In that verse, I was speechless the first time I read it. And I've read through the Bible for 3 years straight now. And this verse, every single time, just like excites me and it encourages me, because no matter what you're going through, God is with you. No matter what, no matter what you're going through, God is with you. And you've got to lean on to Him to just fully immerse yourself in His goodness and allow Him to encourage you. That is so important. And the last verse that I have is such a simple verse, but it speaks volumes. Psalms 56:3, when I am afraid, I will trust you. There are times where I'm a very planned person to a flaw. I'm color-coded. I need to know what's going on. So not the unknown is very uncomfortable for me. And so when I'm entering a stressful situation and I'm afraid or I'm nervous or I have anxiety, all I got to do is trust in God. And the outcome will be God's. And that's God's glory. And the outcome, it's all going to be okay. Because my friend, Angie's rubbing off on me if I said my friend, huh?
That's a good thing.
Yeah, I'll take that influence. But truly, if you trust in God, He will make the outcome better. And He's already won the battle. So friends, find your life verse. Find a deck of cards and start writing verses on them. And that can be the tactical way to work on that. But truly, memorize these verses, because these are what you need to pull out as part of the God's word and the armor of God. And God is just encouraging in every way. And there's definitely more than three verses. But when Angie asked me, I had to narrow it down or I'd talk to you all day.
True story.
No, I just so appreciate you, Angie, just interviewing me. And I know I kind of fumbled my words a little bit, but the topic of how God is encouraging is so big, and God can encourage you in so many ways. It's just, we could talk about this for hours, truly. But my friends, I gotta tell you, trust in Him, choose to follow Him, and He will make your path straight, and He will meet you in the waiting, and He will get you to where you want to be, as he knows the desires of your heart.
Thank you so much. I mean, I could not have put that into better words, Stephanie. I really appreciate your wisdom and your guidance. And I can tell that God's all over you and using you in mighty ways. And so thank you so much for that. I want to kind of take the last couple of minutes and just talk about a couple of things. One is, maybe you're listening and you think, okay, well, I have scripture verses memorized. But I still walk around. I don't feel encouraged. And I like what you said at the beginning, the things that you find encouraging that to be helpful, like in reading nonfiction books, diving into God's word, prayer, listening to Christian music, turning to a friend. I want to just refresh your memory on scripture verse in 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6. David was going through a very difficult time in this passage of scripture. And it says, "And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters." David had gone through this, they were going through this battle, but this is the part that excites me. "But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God." And the reason why I feel like this is really important to get out before we close out our podcast today is because a lot of times we look to other people, we look to other things, we look to circumstances to bring us that encouragement, when sometimes we have to put our big girl pants on or our big boy pants on, and we have to say, "I'm going to choose to encourage myself today. Today is my day to be encouraged." And how we go about that can be multiple ways, like you talked about, Stephanie. It could be maybe you just need to do a little dance party in your house.
Amen.
Maybe you need a little, put on some praise music and just dance and dance and dance. And if your clothes fall off like they did for King David, you're in your own home. Nobody should know. Just make sure you keep those shades closed, right? But
yes, I just find that encouraging as well, is that it's a choice to be encouraged. And if you choose God, God's way, you'll be encouraged. That's empowering. Thank you, Angie, for that.
I totally agree with that. And so the last thing is that I want to say is, what is it today that's keeping you from being encouraged? I think sometimes we look at life and we allow that to be our hurdle or allow that to be our wall, or it paralyzes us from experiencing encouragement and true joy. So that's my question to you today is, what is going on in your life? What's happening that's keeping you from that encouragement? Maybe you're going, well, I know the Bible in and out. And that's true. You may know the Bible in and out, but how are you applying that in your life? Again, goes back to a choice. We got to choose to live a life above average. We have to choose to equip ourselves. We have to choose to encourage ourselves. And it is right there where David encouraged himself in the Lord. He had to muster up strength despite his circumstances and say, I will be encouraged. And so today, I want you to be encouraged. Because God is on our side. And in the end, we win. The back of the book says we win. We're winners. We're victorious. And so be of good cheer.
Absolutely. That is so good. And that's a good question to start with. But it kind of scares me a little bit sometimes to think, what do I need to be encouraged about? But what's stopping you is I would write it down. Put it on your bathroom mirror so that you pray over it every time you brush your teeth. And if you need help with where to start, please email us at livingaboveaverageministries.com @gmail.com. Sorry, that was our website the first time. But I know that Angie and I both would be more than happy to help you start, to choose encouragement, to choose God, to choose the life of joy, to choose to live a life above average.
Absolutely. I've also found it helpful to put little sticky notes on my mirror of scripture verses that I need that pertains to whatever I may be experiencing that week or that month or that year.
Absolutely. Put it somewhere that you will see it multiple times a day, whether it's your bathroom mirror, I have a sticky note on my steering wheel at times because I drive 30 minutes to and from work. So just put it where you're going to see it multiple times.
That is so good. Thank you for joining me today. I'm going to leave you with this passage of scripture, Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. And it says this, be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. My friend, that encourages my soul and blesses my socks. Amen. Or maybe blesses my soul and encourages my socks. I don't know, but I'm encouraged and I'm so glad that Jesus is on our side. I'm so glad that I'm serving a true living God that sees everything that we're going through and knows what we're experiencing. And in spite of all of my faults, loves me anyways.
Amen.
Amen. Even though I can't sing. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for joining us today. If you again want to connect with us, make sure you check out the YouTube channel and Living Above Average Ministries. Subscribe. And then we have our podcast and also our website. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Maybe you just need to do a little dance party in your house.
Amen.
Maybe you need a little put on some praise music and just dance. Just fall off like they did for King David. You're in your own home. Nobody should know. Just make sure you keep those shades closed, right? But
yes, I just find that encouraging as well, is that it's a choice to be encouraged.
Say is, what is it today that's keeping you from being encouraged? I think sometimes we look at life and we allow that to be our hurdle or allow that to be our wall, or it paralyzes us from experiencing encouragement and true joy. So that's my question to you today is, what is going on in your life? What's happening that's keeping you from that encouragement? Maybe you're going, well, I know the Bible in and out, and that's true. You may know the Bible in and out, but how are you applying that in your life? Again, goes back to a choice. We got to choose to live a life above average. We have to choose to equip ourselves. We have to choose to encourage ourselves. And it is right there where David encouraged himself in the Lord. He had to muster up strength despite his circumstances and say, I will be encouraged. And so today, I want you to be encouraged because God is on our side. And in the end, we win. The back of the book says we win. We're winners. We're victorious. And so be of good cheer.
Absolutely. That is so good. And that's a good question to start with. But it kind of scares me a little bit sometimes to think, what do I need to be encouraged about? But what's stopping you is I would write it down, put it on your bathroom mirror so that you pray over it every time you brush your teeth. And if you need help with where to start, please email us at livingaboveaverageministries.com at gmail.com. Sorry, that was our website the first time. But I know that Angie and I both would be more than happy to help you start, to choose encouragement, to choose God, to choose the life of joy, to choose to live a life above average.
Absolutely. I've also found it helpful to put little sticky notes on my mirror of scripture verses that I need that pertains to whatever I may be experiencing that week or that month or that year.
Absolutely. Put it somewhere that you will see it multiple times a day, whether it's your bathroom mirror, I have a sticky note on my steering wheel at times because I drive 30 minutes to and from work. So just put it where you're going to see it multiple times.
That is so good. Thank you for joining me today. I'm going to leave you with this passage of scripture, Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. And it says this, be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. My friend, that encourages my soul and blesses my socks. Amen. Or maybe blesses my soul and encourages my socks. I don't know, but I'm encouraged and I'm so glad that Jesus is on our side. I'm so glad that I'm serving a true living God that sees everything that we're going through and knows what we're experiencing. And in spite of all of my faults, loves me anyways.
Amen.
Amen. Even though I can't sing. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for joining us today. If you, again, want to connect with us, make sure you check out the YouTube channel and Living Above Average Ministries. Subscribe. And then we have our podcast and also our website. Thank you so much. Have a great day.